This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermonters have already set an all-time record for voting by mail in this election. According to Secretary of State Jim Condos, more than 170,000 people have already mailed in their ballots, and it's quite possible that by Election Day, November 3rd, more than 90% of voters will have cast their ballots by mail. So there are a number of questions with this new voting system, and so we thought it would be a good time for another edition of Ask Bob with VPR's senior political reporter Bob Kinzel. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
So, does a person listening to this program who still has their ballot at home, it's waiting to be filled out, do they still have time to send it in and have it be counted?
Absolutely is the answer. Now, Secretary of State Jim Condos is urging folks to mail in their ballots no later than tomorrow, Saturday, October 24th. If they want to be certain that that ballot arrives in time to be counted, gives the post office a little over a week to get the ballot to the town clerk. Now, if for some reason a person is unable to mail their ballot, or if they want to drop it off in person, they have those options. And it's really important, Mitch, to remember, some towns open at different times, but all must stay open until 7 p.m. So voting in person on Election Day is definitely still an option.
Bob, this is a question that we covered in our last edition of Ask Bob, but it's really important and critical, so I do want to ask it again. The ballots were sent out some time ago, and some people, they just might have lost them. They can't find them. What should they do?
And Mitch, we've heard of cases of this happening where people got the ballots a couple of weeks ago and they put it somewhere and then all of a sudden the ballot disappeared. So this is definitely happening. If it does happen, a voter should contact their town clerk immediately to make arrangements to receive another ballot. The town clerk will most likely require the voter to sign a document saying, hey, I did lose my ballot. I can't find it. And that's why I need another one. And then only one ballot will be counted.
Now, as we've learned, thousands of ballots are streaming into local town offices already all across the state. And that will probably continue for at least the next 10 days or so. So what happens to those ballots, Bob? And does it depend on the size of the town?
Communities that have more than 1,000 people are required by state law to count their votes using optical scan machines. You know, when you get the ballot and you fill in the little circle and then you run the ballot through the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these towns can actually open the ballot envelope and run the ballot through their machines within 30 days of an election. Now, they don't tabulate those votes. They say they process them, and they say there's a big difference. So town clerks with these optical scan machines are processing those ballots right now because they've got so many of them. And then on Election Day itself, the ballots that are cast that day will also be run through the machines, and that night they'll tabulate them all and have the results.
So that brings us to the question of these smaller towns where they do a hand count. Do they have different rules they have to follow?
They definitely do, and they've got a lot more work on their hands. These towns, which represent about 15% of all voters in Vermont, the town clerks can open the big outer envelope that the ballot is in, but that's it. They can't open those envelopes until after 7 o'clock on election night. So they probably have the most extra work on Election Day itself.
Okay, this is sort of a buyer beware question, but if a person votes early and then learns something about a candidate that really bothers them for some reason, is there any way that person can get their ballot back and change who they voted for?
Mitch, the simple answer is no. And this has happened in a number of states where a candidate was indicted for a serious crime. People had already voted for this person. But once you return your ballot to your town clerk, that is it. You cannot ask for it back.
Okay, let me bring up a slightly different topic, Bob, and because we love to scare people and come up with nightmare scenarios. Let's imagine this. On Election Day, in the presidential race that we're talking about now, let's say the winning candidate, who must receive at least 270 electoral votes to be declared the winner. There are some scenarios out there where both the incumbent Republican President Donald Trump and the Democratic challenger candidate Joe Biden, they could each receive 269 votes, a dead heat, a tie. What happens then?
I've actually read a number of scenarios where this could happen. So there we are at the end of election night. The Electoral College votes are tallied. Each candidate has 269 votes. The election is decided by the U.S. House of Representatives. Now, some Biden supporters listening to this report might be pleased with this outcome because the Democrats are expected to have a pretty solid majority once again in the U.S. House after Election Day. But there's a twist. Isn't there always a twist
there's
in some
always
of
a
these
twist.
Things?
Always.
In this twist, each state in the U.S. House gets one vote. So Vermont gets one vote. New Hampshire gets one vote. New York State gets one vote. California gets one vote. So if a state has 10 Democrats and 8 Republicans in their delegation, then they'll vote for Joe Biden. And if it's the other way around, well, they're going to vote for Donald Trump. Right now, a majority of states have a delegation where a majority of members are Republican. But this could definitely be up for grabs after this election, and that's the House that counts. Now, by the way, this process has happened twice before in American history, in 1800 and in 1824. But in both of those cases, it was a situation where no candidate received a majority of Electoral College votes because there were multiple candidates in those races, and it's never happened because of a tie.
That's VPR's senior political reporter, Bob Kinzel. Bob, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.